Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Jacob's wonderful dream. Someone told Rebekah about Esau's plan to kill Jacob. Rebekah warned Jacob to leave until Esau's anger was gone. She talked to her husband Isaac. They decided to send Jacob away to Rebekah's brother so that he could find a good wife. Jacob needed a wife who believed in God. You remember that Abraham had sent to the same place to get Rebekah, a wife for Isaac. Jacob's uncle, Laban, would help him find a wife. Isaac blessed Jacob and sent him away. It was a long journey. As Jacob traveled, he must have wondered if Esau would hunt and kill him, if he would ever be safe at home again, and if he would ever see his old father again. He must have been sorry that he had lied and cheated to get the birthright and blessing. Jacob stopped to spend the night. He lay down on the ground to sleep and used a stone for a pillow. He fell asleep. As he slept, God sent him a wonderful dream. A very tall ladder was sitting on the earth. The top of it reached to heaven. Angels were going up and down on the ladder. The Lord stood at the top of the ladder. God was speaking to Jacob. "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Your family will be many. All the families of the earth will be blessed through your family. I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you." God had spoken these wonderful words earlier. Now God made the same great promise to Jacob. How good he felt when he awakened. He was not alone anymore. "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Jacob felt he was at the gate of heaven. He was so thankful to God that he took the stone he had used for a pillow and set it up for a marker to God. Jacob named the place Bethel. Jacob made a wonderful promise to God that morning. He promised to give back to God a tenth of all that God gave him. God is always pleased when we give back to Him. Of course, God gives to us every day. We show how much we love Him when we give back to Him. Then Jacob traveled on his long journey. He was happy to have God travel with him and take care of him. He had found a friend in God, and no one is unhappy who has God for his friend.
The message you have just heard was brought...